This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture, Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12, on Joy 94.9.
And you're listening to Saturday Magazine with Janet and Melinda and myself, Tess. Well, we have in the studio Fiona Patton, who's the leader of the Reason Party. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, everyone.
Thank you for coming into the studio.
It's my pleasure. Lovely to be here. Feeling the joy already.
Did you manage to hear David Davis's announcements this morning?
Yes, I must say I heard him sort of halfway through. But yes, it sounds like they're certainly putting a lot of... They're putting a lot of checks out there. They've been busy writing checks and writing from the checkbook, which I think is great. And I think the one thing that I would very much congratulate them on is recurring funding.
Mm. Yes.
And it's so problematic. And when you're going to build this wonderful Pride Centre that's going to rely on the tenants being viable, you know, it's very good to see that long-term funding can provide that long-term planning. I think that's a very good initiative and certainly something that we have been banging on about for a while.
We were saying during the news break, just sort of amongst us, that the interesting thing is that there's a clear sort of allegiance towards business and business development.
Yes.
Whereas historically we've sort of focused and been much more interested in the sort of community angle and supporting community services. Mm. So it's a clear difference between the sort of ideology of the parties, if you wish.
Yes. And I think that's right, because I think we shouldn't forget that the Liberals have voted against almost every piece of legislation that affects our LGBTI community over this last term. So whether that's birth certificates, whether that's adoption, their constant attack on safe schools, that underlying kind of anti-community ideology, which I don't think David Davis personally shares, but... Yeah, that kind of leaves, you sort of have that bubbling away underneath with these promises for extra funding for business.
So do you think it's a case of vote for us, but, you know, we love you, but we don't love you that much?
Well, aren't they promising us all televisions as well? I think I heard that...
That's the environmental policy.
Matthew Guy's promising us all televisions and, new fridges, which... So they're throwing open the chequebook. I, unfortunately, I'm sorry to all the listeners, but I've spoken to the government. They will not give me the chequebook. I've even asked just for a credit card. They could even, they won't give me it. So I can only commit to actually advocating for the community, which I think I've... done pretty well by the last few years.
I think that is a pretty key question, actually, Fiona. I mean, obviously, as a crossbencher, you've got some leverage.
Yes.
So what can you do for the LGBT community, in Parliament? What have you done and what can you do?
Yeah. Look, I think what I have been able to do is be that voice and be that absolute voice in the Parliament for our community. We have always had such a strong focus on the LGBTI community in this party when we were Sex Party and now that we're Reason. So I think that I've been able to do that. I've been able to nudge the government in areas. And we've seen that whether it's on the drug law reform inquiry or assisted dying or safe access zones around abortion clinics, we've been able to push the government in the right direction. And I think I always look at the two major parties as these like giant ships that to turn them is so difficult and so slow. We're having, little tugboats like Reason out there can actually pull them round more swiftly and more nimbly.
The little tugboats are good.
They're good. That is actually the first time that has come out of my mouth, actually.
A little red tugboat. Yeah.
It's already been a long day.
So you're up for re-election.
I am.
So what's on top of your list? Are you campaigning for?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've got quite a to-do list. I mean, we achieved quite a lot in the last 4 years, much to most people's surprise. So, but I've still got a to-do list for the next 4 years, and top of that list still is greater transparency in religious organisations, and that would include commercial businesses paying their fair share of tax. I started that project earlier this year, and I want to continue that. Drug law reform is high on my list. Looking at mental health is a real priority, and also addressing things like social isolation through maybe a ministry for loneliness. We've been looking at and asking for a trial of greater flexible working hours. And I think for any of us with families, understand that. And for my constituents up in the far north, which are spending 2 hours getting to work and 2 hours getting home, a 4 day week where you can work long hours on 4 days and have a 3 day weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
Or actually say, I would like to have a shorter working week. I would like to work 32 hours. And this has been trialled around the world with enormous success. Doesn't reduce productivity. And in fact, Deloitte, KPMG, Amazon are looking at it. So I'd like to see the government trial that in one small government department to see how that works. And, you know, I guess we're a pretty future-focused party, so we know that in 10 years' time, most of us won't be doing the jobs that we're doing now.
Lots of change.
Do you have any specific announcements that might relate to our community?
Look, I think it's continuing things like the Safe Schools or continuing to push on equality. One of the, relating to that is the fact that, as we know, religious organisations have the right to discriminate against us on the grounds of our sexuality. I want to see that gone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone should have the right to discriminate against someone on the grounds of their sexuality. In fact, if religious organisations want to discriminate, then they should apply for an exemption. They shouldn't be naturally exempted. Yep. And certainly when you look at the growing effect that they're having on our aged care, on our health, on our whole range of services that they offer, and they can discriminate against clients, that I would like to see end. I mean, I'll continue to represent this community as best I can. I'm certainly, you know, a rainbow amongst that grey in the upper house.
There's no question that you're a friend of our community,
yeah.
Fiona.
Yeah, and I think...
And we enjoy our relationship with you.
But I think what I'm not going to make promises about if I'm elected, I will do this, because I can't. You know, as I say, I don't have the checkbook. What I can do is act responsibly and reasonably and really stand up for our community and provide that voice, that voice of reason for our community in Parliament. And I think that's what I've been able to do effectively. And I only want to do it for another 4 years. You know, then I want to go off and do something else. But I think one more term and then hand the baton over to somebody else.
So we're familiar with your track record, with some of the things that you've actually strongly advocated for that have resulted in policy.
Yes.
Supervised injecting facilities. You've been a big advocate of euthanasia, for example, and we've got a variation of that.
Yes.
And there's a number of other achievements.
Yes.
So the religious element is one that you're interested in focusing on. Are there any other top line issues that you're going to take forward?
I think certainly drug law reform. I mean, and mental health. We know that those. I mean, we know those two are completely intertwined when it comes to problematic drug use. But let's start treating drug use as a health issue, not a criminal one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we could do that, and we've done some costings, $168 million that would save if we weren't arresting people for having a pill or having a joint.
$168 million.
That's just in court costs. That's not even considering the other costs of keeping someone out of the judicial system. You know, what a police record, criminal record does to someone's life for the rest of their lives. So $168 million. We looked at legalising and regulating cannabis in Victoria, and that will bring conservatively another $200 million. And I think those are the issues that we can be pushing, and we can be pushing towards change. I don't expect us to get immediate change on these, but seeing that California, Canada, the whole of the West Coast is taking a new approach, pill testing, obviously, I think those are things that governments that don't do that are risking allowing someone to die on their watch.
Mm. And you mentioned mental health, and obviously other parties have also mentioned that. It's an issue that's specifically, pertinent to our community, and we've seen the effect of the survey on our community and the increase in the need for resources. What do you think is really important for our community in the mental health space?
I think again, I quite often talk about this. Let's build fences at the top of the cliff rather than ambulances at the bottom. So let's talk about how we build a resilient community. So in that is about reducing stigma. That is about addressing discrimination, because those are the things that isolate people and make them feel, and that affects their mental health. So I want to see us building a resilient, stigma-free, discrimination-free community, and that will affect our mental health. We do need frontline responders. We do need peer. Peer support in mental health is wonderful. And particularly, I would say, out in the regional areas where you've got this, tragic level of mental illness and suicide amongst our community. So I think peer support out there, but allowing the government needs to put more money into mental health, and I will keep pushing them to do that. And we need to have specific mental health for LGBTI, but we actually need to have more mental health treatments throughout our community. We spend less on mental health than any other state in Australia. So I think that's been coming through loud and clearly with all the constituents that I've spoken to. And I think it came, the LGBTI lobby survey and lobby report certainly focused on
that. Which you, by the way, scored very well on.
We won the report card. Yeah, we were top of the class.
It was a double A plus, definitely.
It was double A plus, that's right.
You get the prize.
I am wearing a gold star right now.
we've got Dale coming in later on to actually unpack all of that and tell us what it means.
Fantastic.
So we're looking forward to that discussion.
Yeah, I mean, it was a couple of months ago, we had a really interesting forum on it, and it was really looked at it. It's interesting how more sophisticated our conversations are about our community and about our health. It's a very different conversation, and I heard you talking to David about U equals U. Hmm. I mean, when I joined the AIDS Council in 1990, I don't think any of us ever imagined that we would be talking about U equals U and talking about aged care for HIV positive people. I mean, something that was never.
Fiona, thank you very much for coming into the studio. Best wishes with the election next Saturday.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Anyone wants to volunteer for us, we would welcome you in our sea of teal.
Now, if anybody wants to learn any more about you and the Reason Party, what's the easiest way for them to do that?
I think the website would be the easiest way.
Straight to the website.
Yep, just go to reason.org.au.
Done. You are listening to Saturday Magazine. We've just had a great chat with Fiona Patton, who's the Upper House member for Northern Metropolitan Region and the leader of the Reason Party.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.